Every day in New York City, police arrest 140 people for possessing small amounts of marijuana. It's now by far the most common misdemeanor charge in the city. And thousands of these arrests take place when police stop and frisk young men in the poorest neighborhoods. While police say these stop and frisks are a way to find guns, what they find more often is a bag of marijuana. An investigation by WNYC's Elsa Chang suggests that some police officers may be conducting illegal searches when they're making these marijuana arrests.
Antonio Rivera says he's the kind of guy police love to stop.
What's going on, primo?
He wears baggy jeans that hang low. His thick black hair is usually in braids. And he's half Puerto Rican, half black. Just the right shade, he jokes, to get any police car to roll right up to him.
Look, there they go right there being nosy. Yep. I think they're going to hop out right now. Yep.
A police car has just pulled up in front of us. Rivera holds his breath. The officers watch us for a minute and then drive on.
Crazy. If I would have been here by myself, they would have hopped out. Definitely.
Rivera says the police stop him up to 5 times a month. In January, he was stopped and frisked right here at the corner of 183rd Street and Creston Avenue in the Bronx. They arrested him for marijuana possession. And critics of the police say his case is a good example of how officers may be conducting illegal searches when making marijuana arrests. The law says if you're carrying a small amount of pot, but it's in your pocket, it's not a crime, it's a violation. All you get is a ticket and a fine. It becomes a crime if you're smoking that pot or displaying it in public view. Rivera says the only reason the police could say his marijuana was in public view was because they pulled it out of his clothes after searching him without his consent.
So they checked my pockets, my coat pockets, and they patted my jean pockets. And then once he felt the package I had like in my crotch area, he went into my pants and he pulled it out.
Rivera had lodged a Ziploc bag of marijuana in his crotch while still in the room where he bought it. He claims he never took the drugs out when he went outside. But the police officer who arrested him told prosecutors Rivera was openly displaying his drugs. Here's Rivera's lawyer, Martha Kashicki, reading the criminal complaint.
At the above time and place, he observed the defendant to have on his person, in his right hand, one Ziploc bag containing a dried green leafy substance with a distinctive odor, alleged to be marijuana, in public view.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly would not grant an interview to WNYC about possible illegal searches by the police. But at a recent press conference, I did ask Kelly, is marijuana now a priority for the NYPD?
Marijuana is against the law, or smoking marijuana. Officers encounter those situations in the street, they take action. If anyone thinks that's inappropriate, they should petition the state legislature to change the law.
So we took a look at what officers are encountering on the street. WNYC tracked down more than a dozen men arrested for allegedly displaying marijuana in public view. Each person said the marijuana was hidden in their pocket, in their sock, their shoe, or their underwear. None of them had been buying their drugs outside. There's no videotape to confirm their accounts, but they each said the police pulled the drugs out of their clothes. You've already met Rivera. Here are two more men. Leo Henning, who's black, says he was walking in East Harlem with marijuana inside his sock.
This area right here is where I got stopped.
And there's Hassan Covington, a black man from Marble Hill with a long rap sheet, including a few attempted robberies 10 years ago. He says his pot was in his jacket pocket.
They asked me, like, yo, you got anything on you? I was like, no. You got anything on you that we can poke ourselves with? Got any guns on you? No.
Neither of them was carrying a weapon at the time he was stopped.
They patted me down, and they checked the outside of my sleeves or my coats.
You know, they touched my shoulders, chest, back, midsection, legs, feet. Then they're in the pockets.
Then he went into my front right pocket. Then he went to my front left pocket. Then he went to my right back pocket. Then he went to my left back pocket. And then he switched over to my right sock. He stuck his hands in. His fingers was going under my foot, inside my sock. That's when he felt it together.
Did he ever ask if he could search you?
No.
Did you ever say, go ahead, look into my pockets?
No.
Did you ever open your pockets to show him what was in your pocket?
No. Didn't have an opportunity to.
Defense lawyers say these stories are routine. Robin Steinberg's office, the Bronx Defenders, handles thousands of marijuana arrests a year. She says in most of these cases, the police either ordered the person to empty his pockets or searched his pockets themselves. And she says that's how the drugs get into public view.
So the police officer, in fact, is creating a type of criminality. Now, I've worked in this community for 13 years, and I just never see people standing on street corners with their hands wide open, palms open to the sky, with bags or marijuana sitting in their hands. It's nonsensical. Everybody knows it's not true.
The lawyers for the men you've just heard from say the police found marijuana on their clients only after an illegal search. The law here is specific. First, for a police officer to stop you, he needs reasonable suspicion you're committing a crime. These men say they were just walking down the street. Second, a police officer can pat down the outside of your clothing only if he believes you're carrying a weapon. He can only search you, that is, go inside a pocket, if he thinks he feels a weapon there during the pat-down. But Hassan Covington says police officers don't seem to understand the difference between a search and a pat-down.
I've never experienced a pat-down in my life, whereas officers do not go into your pockets, do not go into your pants, do not open your jacket, do not fondle your genitals, do not ask you to take your boots off.
No one knows how many illegal searches take place every year. In a written statement to WNYC, police spokesman Paul Brown acknowledged that illegal searches do happen, and officers get disciplined when the department finds out. Brown then went on to detail the official policy police should follow before they perform a search. He said if an officer feels any hard object during a pat-down, he can search the person. But Peter Moskos at John Jay College of Criminal Justice says Brown misstated the law.
Any hard object does not give you the right to go into a pocket and search.
Moskos says the hard object has to feel like a weapon or be big enough to store a weapon. And if it turns out it's not a weapon, the search ends there.
If you feel a hard object in one pocket, you can go into that pocket to investigate, but that doesn't give you the right to go into every pocket and in people's crotches and shoes and socks.
But Robin Steinberg says her clients get searched all over their clothes so routinely during police stops, she's accepted illegal searches as a fact of life.
When enough people tell a story in the same way, with the same facts and the same circumstances over and over again, completely different people from different neighborhoods and different backgrounds, you begin to understand that that chorus of voices reflects a reality.
And part of that reality, she says, is that almost all these voices belong to Blacks and Latinos. Harry Levine of Queens College has been tracking the city's marijuana arrest rates for years.
In New York, Blacks are arrested at 7 times the rate of whites, and Latinos are arrested at about 3 to 4 times the rate of whites. All this is happening even as young whites use marijuana at higher rates than Blacks and Latinos.
Even though national studies show young whites smoke pot more, about 90% of the people arrested for marijuana in the city are Black or Latino. Why? Levine says because they live in neighborhoods filled with police. Many of the precincts with the most marijuana arrests are the precincts with the most stop and frisks, places like Brownsville, East Harlem, and the South Bronx. Antonio Rivera says that fact of life eventually erodes trust in the police.
People, well, in this neighborhood, they're tired of the cops. Every time they see the cops, they see trouble. They know they're going to come around, they're going to bother somebody.
But the police say they're getting results. They claim cracking down on low-level offenses like marijuana reduces violent crime. Rivera's precinct saw murder drop 85% in the last 20 years, and it has one of the highest marijuana arrest rates in the city. But law enforcement experts say it's impossible to single out these misdemeanor arrests as the cause of any long-term reduction in violent crime. Meanwhile, arrests for marijuana keep climbing under Bloomberg's administration and just broke 50,000 last year. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.
Most illegal searches never get challenged in court. To understand why the criminal justice system of checks and balances might be failing to root out many illegal searches, tune in tomorrow for the second part of Elsa Chang's investigation. And go to WNYC.org to see a map of marijuana arrests and stop and frisks by precinct.